I want to turn your attention now to this tank of water on the stage. Just for your information, it is heated. That's encouraging. We could threaten to put ice cubes in it overnight, but this is a heated water tank. What is water doing on the stage? This is, of course, a baptism Sunday for us. And here's what you need to know about baptism. Baptism is not magical or mystical as a ceremony. It is an external symbol of an internal spiritual reality. The six who are being baptized today are not becoming followers of Jesus. They're not becoming Christians by being baptized. They're being baptized today to portray to you what has already happened for them. They have been born again. They have been washed by the blood of Jesus Christ. They have believed that Jesus' death on the cross has paid for their sins, all of them, past, present, and future. And they stand now today justified before God, forgiven, cleansed, transferred into His kingdom, guaranteed of heaven. And listen, these six are not here to boast in themselves. They're not going to tell you, here's how I cleaned up my life. Do what I did to follow these steps in order to get to heaven. No, my friends, they are here to boast in what Christ has done for them. What God in His grace has done in His love for them. They are going to give testimony of God's love for sinners who did not deserve God's love, but who have now experienced it in immeasurable amounts and will for all of eternity. I want you to open your Bibles to Romans chapter 6, because I want you to see what baptism portrays. I want you to see this spiritual reality that baptism communicates. Paul says in Romans 6:1, after talking about grace, what shall we say? Are we to continue in sin so that grace may increase? And he says, may it never be. Grace doesn't produce license. Paul describes a reality that is true of every Christian. In verse 2, he says, how shall we who died with reference to sin still live in it? And so he asks this rhetorical question. Don't you know if you're a Christian, you have already experienced a death in reference to your relationship to sin? He goes on to say in verse 3, do you not know that all of us who were baptized into Christ were baptized into His death? We were therefore buried with Him through baptism into death, so that as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so we too might walk in newness of life. If we have become united with Him in the likeness of His death, certainly also in the likeness of His resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man was crucified with Him in order that this body of sin might progressively be demolished so that we would no longer be slaves of sin. You see, when a person surrenders to Jesus, when someone believes, I am a sinner in need of forgiveness, and turns to the only solution, the Lord Jesus Christ, who came to earth and died on a cross to pay for sins as a substitute. When someone surrenders to the Lord Jesus Christ as Master, a death occurs, a death of the old man. And what takes place is a new life. The Bible calls this being born again. This is something of a resurrection. And water baptism, where someone goes into water and is submerged and brought back out of the water and walks out, is a visible picture of what has already happened. Someone has been joined to Christ and has died with Christ, and the old is gone and the new has come, and this new person walks in resurrection power. This new person walks in forgiveness and an unburdened conscience and stands in a state of righteousness before God. That doesn't mean that the six before you will not sin again. It does mean that their sins, past, present, and future, have been forgiven on the basis of faith, and they now stand in God's courtroom as having been declared righteous by grace on the basis of faith because of what Jesus has done. That's what baptism is about. I'm going to invite them to come tell you their stories and what it means for them to follow Christ.